couple of tough ones. You know, your first two opponents are both undefeated out of the gates, so you played some good people off the bat, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, and that's what we expected. We knew Perkins County and Layton, they're both probably going to be playoff teams coming up this fall as we get along, but we welcome the challenge, and it's made us better, I believe.
I'm sure not all. You know, on the scoreboard, yes, but I'm sure you're seeing improvement to offense, defense, special teams, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. We are. And both them game scores are kind of misnomers if once you look at film. Big play here and there. Both them games probably were two touchdown games, so the scores weren't really indicative of the way we played most of the time. We've just got to cut down on them little mental lapses of play here and there that add up to them scoring, and that makes it look a lot worse.
Your offense, it's going to get on track one of these days. No question. You've got the talent back there and some returning linemen as well.
Yeah, we do. We do. Right now, we're still adjusting to getting some new kids in there, too, on the line and getting the quirks worked out there. Our quarterback was not able to play last week due to an injury from the week before. We hope to have him back here down the road. Not sure about this week or not, but yeah, we've got talent at the younger level for sure, and we'll just got to mature and get there.
It's a pretty serious injury that it's taken a few weeks to heal, huh?
Yeah, and we're not sure. We'll wait to see what the docs say, but we hope to get Hayden back sooner rather than later, and he's working hard to get there.
Well, Coach, you've got another great team, a team picked by many to win their district, and the Mullen Broncos, and they return a lot, and they're off to a pretty good start, huh?
Yeah, Mullen's, like I told the boys, Mullen's Mullen. They are well coached. They execute. They hit you in the mouth. They don't make mistakes that hurt themselves, which is where we're trying to get to. Yeah, year in, year out, you expect them to be one of the tougher teams in D2, and I think we're going to realize that that's probably true again this year, but we're going to try our best to get ready for them and go out and compete.
Sounds like they've got a lot of returnees back, pretty good quarterback, and they just you name the position, they're pretty good at, aren't they?
Yeah, Moore's their quarterback, and we all know that name. Very athletic kid, tall, does a good job running the offense. And the Denair kid, he is a very, very tough runner in the middle on defense. Man, he can fill a hole and plug it. So they have a lot of other kids to compliment him, but them two scare me a lot of ways.
But maybe get a hold of that Sandhills Thedford tape, and obviously something went wrong in that opener for him.
Well, that's probably a product of Sandhills Thedford's depth and ability. They're really, really good. It actually was a pretty close game until they wore on them a little bit, and then Sandhills opened it up. But last week, you could see Mullen's physical nature against Twin Loop, and they look like Mullen.
Well, chance playing your home field again. I know we got one last week. Once again, it doesn't get any easier with Brady and even Loomis, Overton, Axtell, teams that are starting off 0-2. You know darn well those guys are going to get some wins the next couple of weeks.
Oh, absolutely they are. If you look at the teams they've played, and I keep saying this, but man, they've all played really tough teams too that are rated in the top 10. Med Valley's also on that schedule, so. Yeah, every week we've got to try and get better and play the best that we can and minimize mistakes in order to achieve a goal.
Yeah, as you said, you're playing a lot of kids. It's only going to help you down the line, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's my hopes, and that we just got to get the IQ going on these boys, speed of the game at the varsity level, and sooner or later we are going to scare somebody or beat them that maybe we shouldn't, and I hope it rolls from there.